I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMLE FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. You're starting the day with Urban Cheyenne, powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, we're so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gay proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
Country 107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
That was Brett Eldridge with the national anthem this morning. It's been a while since we've heard from Brett.
It has been a long time.
Oh, hey, Justin, where's your mom today?
Oh, she's, you know, at home.
Justin is Cheyenne's oldest son. Yes. Making fun of Cheyenne's voice. You got a voice issue this morning.
I have a really bad voice issue this morning.
Yeah, you kind of sound like your son going through puberty a little bit.
This is exactly what he sounds like right now.
All right, so you said you've been doing, all last night, you felt this coming on. You felt your voice hurting, if you will. So you went with mustard? You've been downing mustard?
Yeah.
Like just
spoonfuls of mustard.
Just one spoonful at a time?
Yep. And it
hasn't
done much.
What's mustard supposed to do for your voice?
I think it like coats it. The only reason I tried it is because Austin Burke told Gabe last Country Thunder to do that.
Because, to down spoonfuls of mustard.
Yeah, because she lost her voice at Country Thunder.
Right. That's more like Thunder Lung, though. That's like the dust that gets in there, right?
I don't know.
But mustard.
I just heard that it works.
So Austin Burke said do mustard. Did not work.
Nope.
What else have you tried?
I drank warm whiskey and honey last night.
Okay.
Like actual honey in my whiskey. That didn't help.
Just anything that they say coats the vocal cords, that'll help.
I even sat with I have a humidifier that has pockets for like little Vicks things. I sat on the floor for like half hour last night and just let the steam. Just like
I love your commitment and dedication to the show, that you're doing all of this just trying to get your voice up to a decent area, right, to be able to talk this morning.
Yeah, I was seriously concerned. Like, I didn't sleep much because I was so worried that I'd wake up and not be able to talk.
I'm telling you, Cheyenne, Friday's off to a roaring start. I woke up this morning. I went and bought some Wahlburgers burgers yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I've talked about how much I love those burgers. They're expensive. It's $10.99 for four patties at Albertsons. Wake up this morning, find out they were never put in the fridge. So I just wasted $11 yesterday on four burger patties.
I would be so angry.
Oh, I was angry. I was so irritated today.
What'd you do? Just like toss it?
I throw them away.
Just, like,
I even
away.
Googled this morning. I'm like, how long can ground beef sit out?
That's disgusting.
Because I'm thinking, like, in my mind, I'm like, I'll just throw it back to the fridge.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time this week, you had to cook them. It'll cook any kind of illness or bacteria out of there, and we'll be fine. But no, according to the FDA or whatever, you know, administration is over the ground beef, you could still get foodborne illness just having it out on the counter at room temperature for more than 2 hours, which it was definitely out for more than 2 hours. So between your voice, my Wahlburgers burgers, off to a roaring start here on a Friday, Cheyenne.
Happy Friday.
It'll get better, though. I got a dump run in my future. I have mimosas in my future. It's going to get better, I promise you that.
Sounds great. I hope so.
All right, here's your morning riddle. Sometimes narrow, sometimes wide, wind or rain, I stay outside. Even if there's heat or snow, from house to house, I will still go. What am I? Sometimes narrow, sometimes wide, wind or rain, I stay outside. Even if there's heat or snow, from house to house, I will still go. What am I? Think about it. And as always, if you think you know it, you can text us at 22108. Cheyenne's got some kind of a wise answer, I feel, being that you're giggling about your answer. But we'll get you the correct answer to the morning riddle coming up here in 6 minutes on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Some text suggestions on what you can do for your voice are coming on the text screen here, Cheyenne, at 22108. We'll get to those coming up here in a moment. We got to get you the answer to the morning riddle. The riddle today goes as follows. Sometimes narrow, sometimes wide. Wind or rain, I stay outside. Even if there's heat or snow, from house to house, I will still go. What am I? You have a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're laughing about your guess. How confident are you in it?
Not at all. But it's funny.
All right, some of the incorrect guesses coming in by text at 22108. Text of the 480, a chimney. That is incorrect. Text of the 480, an umbrella? No. Text of the 949, a mailman? No.
That was my guess.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Sometimes narrow, sometimes wide?
Yeah. You know, a hefty mailman.
Wind or rain, I stay outside. Okay. Even if there's heat or snow, from house to house, I will still go. What am I? Okay. Mailman? All right. Let's see. Text at the 623, a cloud. That is incorrect. Text at the 602, air. No. Text at the 63, a stream or a river. No. Text at the 602, a shovel. No.
So what is it?
Sometimes narrow, sometimes wide, wind or rain, I stay outside. Even if there's heat or snow from house to house, I will still go. What am I? It's a path or a road. We'll take a road.
Oh.
As well.
So. I like mailman. I think that was better.
That was kind of funny. That was a humorous answer. Narrow or sometimes wide.
Hey, you know, we all come in different shapes and sizes.
Well, I know, but I've never heard somebody call their physique narrow.
Really? I feel like I've heard that.
A narrow physique?
But also, these riddles try to throw you off sometimes.
So the word narrow is going to throw you off the scent. Okay.
It could have.
A lot of you got it correct, so nicely done. We do the morning riddle every weekday morning at 6 here on Camel Country. Cheyenne, your voice, there's a lot of texts coming in looking to help you out here with your voice. You had mentioned you were taking spoonfuls of mustard and honey and tea and all sorts of little things last night, trying to just to get it to a presentable a point this morning.
Yes.
Some of the text. Text. Where did that one go? There it is. Text at the 602. Medicine ball at Starbucks.
I have heard of that. I've never had it, though.
What is the medicine ball at Starbucks?
It's a combination of teas between, like, mint and honey and lemon. And it's just, like, has so much vitamin in it that it's just supposed to, like, punch your cold in the face.
The text goes on to say 5 tabs of vitamin A.
Okay.
For 5 days. Vitamin D, you can max out at 100,000 IUs per week.
That's a lot.
How much is the normal IU of vitamin D?
I have no idea. This is not something I normally take.
I know. I take those vitamin D gummies from Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a child. I'm an adult child. And I never look at the IUs. I'm like, all right, vitamin D. Pump it into my body.
Yeah, like I know that the serving is one, so I just take one.
Well, you can take up to 100,000, according to this person.
I'm going
to
be popping some vitamins.
You might want to double check that, though. This person may be trying to kill you. Who knows? Coming up next. Just kidding. Coming up next, there is a retired woman who's getting visitors to her house at all hours of the day or night, the day and the night. All right? She's sick of it. Wait till you hear why these guys are coming to her house. It's not for cupcakes. And how she figured out, like, where these guys figured out her address. This story's coming up next here on Camel Country. Camel Day.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Thank you so much for having us on this morning. Appreciate it. There's a gal named Elaine. She lives in North Texas. She's been having dudes showing up at her house at all hours of the day and the night. Now, these are unwelcome visitors.
Okay.
And they're all dudes. And they're all coming over for some... that's not it. That didn't sound right.
Brown chicken.
How does it go?
So
how does it go? I don't know.
Brown chicken. Wow.
Yeah. Brown chicken, brown cow. Yeah. Anyway, so apparently there's been at least 25 of them, young and old. They're local. Some have also traveled the long distance. There's all kinds of men showing up, Cheyenne.
Okay.
She says she figured out that her address is being used by a scam. Sounds like it's a naughty website that gets men to pay through Venmo for various services. And then they give them her address. She says, quote, they say they're here for an appointment for Nikki. Some say Kelly. Some are for Nikki, and now it's Rhonda. And while it's very irritating, Elaine is not afraid of confronting the men and threatening them.
Yeah,
wow.
Get it.
Wow. She says she appreciates that the local police are quick to respond when she calls, but they won't do anything other than shoo the men off. She's hoping that if they woke up to the scam, they're sending the men to her, and she's hoping they get it figured out very soon.
That would suck so bad.
Well, just think about, like, the initial stages before she figured it out.
Right.
You know, these men are there. Maybe they're wearing a robe. You know, maybe holding a 4-pack of wine coolers. You know,
the
and then,
fuzzy
I mean.
Navels.
Yeah, fuzzy navels. Boone's Farm. They're ready to go. But, you know, and then. Maybe one of them she had a conversation with, and then he let her in on what is happening, and that's how she figured it all out. Because, I mean, there had to have been some confusion off the get-go there until somebody spilled the beans as to how they figured out why they were there and what they were there for.
Yeah. Like, if you hadn't have had the conversation with the said man, like, how else would you find out?
Text of the 480. I bet you one of them showed up at a tool belt.
here to fix your pool. Yeah,
I
see.
I didn't order a handyman. Has this ever happened to you? You can text us at 22108. Is your address? Has your well? No, I'm sure, in your single days, Cheyenne, you would have enjoyed having your choice there. But has your address, your house, ever been mistaken for something else? You know, someone showing up for services that. Well, I mean, not this drastic, you know, but.
I hope not. I hope this is not a normal thing.
I don't know. I'm sure it's had to have happened before, right? Where the neighbor orders something and then ends up being over at your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Sometimes people, they just don't pay attention.
Tom Brady, when he first started with the Bucks, he went to some stranger's house thinking it was his coach's house. Just walked in. Right. Remember that?
Yeah.
Has this ever happened to you? You can text us at 22108. Here's Dan and Chad.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Gunner and Cheyenne, thank you for listening this morning. Has your house or address ever been mistaken? Like people showing up to the wrong house, you get the wrong package. Handyman showed up at the wrong house. Adult handyman, as in
an adult handyman.
Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Has he ever showed up at the wrong house? You know, a 66-year-old retired woman in Texas has had dozens of men showing up at her door. Looking for, you know, and she's tired of it. She says that her address somehow got connected to a scam on a naughty website. But I mean, I can't help but think of up until the point that she figured it out, what was the interaction between her and the man on the other side of the door?
I mean, what would your what would you say if somebody came to your house? Imagine you're single and retired, but like.
And a woman?
Even a dude. Like, what if it was reverse? Okay, never mind. That was a dumb question.
That's kind of a dumb question, Cheyenne.
Never mind.
But what about you, Cheyenne? Single woman, let's say. I mean, now you got a boyfriend, you know. But I mean, back in for the longest time, you were single. You know, but let's say somebody knocked at the door, you know. He was, you know, wearing some spandex biker shorts and a tool belt. That's all he was wearing.
That's what you think I find attractive?
I don't know. You never know how they're going to show up at the front door. All they know is that they've got an address. And if I show up at this address, something's going to happen.
I would be really concerned for my safety. I think that would, like, at this, as a 31-year-old single woman, I would be really concerned for my safety.
And that's what some texts are saying as well. Text of the 602, this could be very scary because imagine I imagine that they paid for something that they think that they're going to get. So they took their money, and then they're not going to get it when they show up at that address.
Right. Like, you're getting bamboozled two times.
You mentioned that the man with the tool belt is not your type. So what would that type be? Like, you open the door.
It was the biker shorts.
The biker shorts. okay, eliminate the biker shorts. Nothing but a tool belt.
Nothing but a tool belt?
Yeah.
Now I'm vastly confused.
Come on in, sir. I got some pictures to hang.
I don't recall ordering a nude handyman. but you put him in a pair of jeans and no shirt.
What would the type be for you to show up and you'd instantly let him in, no questions asked?
None.
None?
Absolutely none.
Let's say your son's not at home. What would it be? I'm just wondering. Just
absolutely
it out there.
None.
I'm very genuinely curious. Okay, no?
No, nothing? Well... It's so much like the safety aspect of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Really bothers me. Yeah. On multiple safety levels.
Well, you hear some of these stories, like some of these Tuesday confession stories that we get of, you know, UPS drivers and FedEx drivers and Amazon drivers, you know, showing up at some of these houses and things happen.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't even do that.
So it's because of the uniform you're able to identify and come on in, my FedEx driver.
I mean,
but if a guy shows up at a tool belt with no identification, exactly. You're not letting him in.
At least you can track the package and who had it.
All right. I got to get some of these texts. Has this ever happened to you? Has somebody mistaken your address or your house for something? Text the 714. 1 year it happened to me at my birthday and a lifeguard showed up to my door, dressed to the nines as a lifeguard. And he's here for the pool party is what he said. Well, I wasn't having a pool party, but since it was my birthday, I thought that someone was sending me an adult dancer dressed as a lifeguard. Turns out he just had the wrong house. I cracked a few jokes and he went on his way.
Dang it. He didn't even improv that. That was an opportunity for him to shine.
Text the 480. My grandma walked into my neighbor's house for my nephew's birthday party, thinking it was my house. Text the 951. I had a guy show up looking for a girl that he met online that he had paid for services. And she gave my address. I had to call the cops to get the guy to leave.
Oh. I don't even know. Honestly, if that happened, this exact situation, I don't even know what I'd say. I don't know what I'd say. I'd be like, dude, you got the wrong house.
He refused to leave till he got his money back.
I would probably shut the door and lock it and call the cops. That's probably
what you'd have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on how much money that guy paid, he's expected to get something.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a cookie.
And then finally comes to the realization it's a scam. They can get some people fired up.
I would be fired up.
Yeah, that's dangerous, man.
I got snacks. Are you hungry?
Yeah. I'm a single mom. I got snacks.
You want a juice box?
Has your address or house ever been mistaken? You can text us your story at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne. We hope your morning is off to a great start. I want to get to a few more of these text messages coming in of stories of your house being mistaken or your address being mistaken. We had talked about this retired gal in North Texas, 66 years old. There were dozens of men showing up at her door looking for, you know, and she was tired of it. She says that her address somehow got connected to a scam on a naughty website.
That sucks so bad.
She says that there were at least 25 guys showing up at all times, the day and the night. They were old, they were local, they were young, they traveled long distances. All kinds of men were showing up. Once you figured it out, now, taking it in stride, turning them around, sending them on their merry way.
All I have to say is, men, do better. Be better.
Men are desperate sometimes, Cheyenne.
I just can't.
I mean, there was a time when I was, not that I ever did this, but there was a time, early 20s, I was a late bloomer. you get desperate sometimes, Cheyenne.
Yeah, clearly. And this woman is the recipient of that.
Yeah, and you don't ever want to go into a desperate man's bedroom. Don't ever go in there.
What? Why?
I ain't telling you nothing.
Oh.
It was a time of my life that I do not like looking back on. Definitely better where I'm at now, But, every man, I think, has had that stage in their life. For me, it just happened a little bit later.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that then. I'm scared to continue to travel down that road.
Give me a few mimosas. I'll share you some stories. I'll share some stories with you, Cheyenne.
I'm sure you will.
But has your address or house ever been mistaken? A few more texts coming in here. Text the 602. I had a funeral home show up with a gurney to my house to get the body. They were one block off. I'm sorry, sir. You the Grim Reaper?
Jesus, is that you?
Are you predicting my future here?
I wouldn't leave the house. I'd be terrified.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so scared.
Text of the 480. When I was a kid, I was home alone, and the news is showing a man who is wanted for a crime. A little while later, I saw the neighbor across the street has some work being done to the house in the yard, and I swear the guy working in the yard looks like the guy that was on the news who was wanted. I was scared. I called the police. Next thing you know, their house is surrounded by police officers, police cars, helicopters, all that, and there's a lot of commotion and attention brewing in the neighborhood. Everybody was watching what was going on. Turns out it was not the same guy. I never lived that one down.
Good for you for paying attention, though. Good for you.
Well, I mean, how young were you that you were watching the news? I mean,
12-year-olds
watching the news?
You never know.
just happen to be on.
This looks pleasant.
Text of the 480 is a pool cleaner. I've definitely went into the wrong backyard a few times. Also went to a house to do a repair, and their daughter was back from college getting a full body tan in the backyard.
Oh.
And she was in the mood and...
Oh!
It says I obliged at the end of the text.
I'm sure you did, sir. I am sure you did. Oh my gosh. I can't.
Text the 480. In my previous apartment, someone in the same building as me ordered on Instacart a a toy, wink, wink. I posted in our community portal letting them know that I received the bag and what was inside. And if you wanted to come claim it, come get it. Needless to say, nobody showed up and I kept it. Would you show up?
Absolutely.
You would claim your
yes.
item?
Yes.
It would be embarrassment there to
own it.
Because that person knows exactly what's in that bag.
Own it at that point. You're just like, yep, that's mine. Thank you very much. All right.
Details on how to get into a big old Super Bowl party next week coming up next. Hang on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we got some big, big plans for you coming up a week from today at the Ainsworth downtown. It is the official BetMGM pre-big game party presented by Bud Light and Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Kip Moore's going to be there performing live. There will be an open bar, and you just never know who's going to be strolling through the BetMGM official pre-big game party.
I mean, there's so many celebrities in town this week, that weekend, that you're right. You never know. And BetMGM is massive.
Yeah, they're the king of sportsbooks. Jamie Foxx is an endorser on TV, and you never know who you're going to see, right? So it's an invite-only party. Your only way in is to win your way in from us. So we'll do that coming up immediately following the 720 I Love You Man, which is just ahead. As you can hear with Cheyenne's voice, she's got a little issue going on. She had a cold, the end of last week or something, right?
Oh, yeah, I had a cold for like a week and a half.
Lasted through the weekend. And you were kind of back on that horse a little bit, like Tuesday, Wednesday, yesterday, kind of heard something going on with the voice, kind of went downhill a little bit yesterday or last night because you had emailed last night saying that you were taking spoonfuls of mustard and honey and tea and
honey and whiskey and sitting over a humidifier trying to just like, you know, breathe it in and break up what's sitting in my chest. And it's been, it sucks.
There's been a lot of people texting in at 22108. With suggestions on how to help you out. And this person actually is thinking that they know the cause of it, because with the cold medication, you're taking cold meds, right?
Yeah, Theraflu.
I texted the 480. If you're taking medication, it could be a side effect of the medication. I was sick, and that was a side effect of my medication. I lost my voice for days.
See, I would think that that's a good, like, probability, except for the fact that, like, I can feel like remnants of like my nasal drip sitting in my throat and my
remnants
chest.
Remnants of my nasal drip.
Like, I'm trying not to be gross about it, but like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I've coughed so hard trying to get it all up that I think that's why
it's all just phlegm on the vocal cords?
I think so. Yeah. Because I can feel it when I can talk. Like, I can feel it. It's sticky.
Somebody had texted earlier saying the Starbucks medicine ball, which, what is that? What was that again?
It's like it's a tea mixture of like honey and mint and peppermint and a lemon, some like a concoction of tea.
There's a follow-up text to that from the 513 saying, don't go to Starbucks, go to Kaleidoscope Juice, get the juice called a flu shot. It has tamarind, lemon, ginger, cayenne, garlic, black pepper, and it's amazing.
That actually sounds really good. And like it could work.
Yeah, support local. Starbucks just released their earnings. $8.41 billion last year.
Stop.
Go to Kaleidoscope.
Oh my gosh.
And then a lot of people saying increase the vitamin D. But I mean, how does that help the voice?
I have no
increase
clue.
The vitamin D. Because I mean, how do your body feels fine?
Yeah, like, it's just I the vocal feel cords. Fine. I would go to the gym if I didn't have to cough up a lung to get the stuff out of my chest. But I'm fine. My body feels great.
Yeah. I mean, if I weren't looking at you across from me, I would think I was talking to your 11-year-old son who's going through puberty right now.
I'm a prepubescent boy today. Yeah.
Well, let's hope it clears out here soon, Cheyenne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Yeah, we love you for listening. It's Gunner and Cheyenne. Thank you so much for having us on. Now, if a woman is pregnant, does that count as a second passenger if you're driving in the HOV lane? Serious question. The Arizona House is looking to pass a bill that would allow pregnant drivers to use the HOV lane during restricted hours. Because obviously outside of the restricted hours, anybody can drive in the HOV lane.
Yeah.
The woman's doctor would need to submit documentation for this to happen. So let me ask you that question, Cheyenne. If a woman is pregnant, does that count as a second passenger in the HOV lane?
No, I don't think so. And I'm a woman.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Despite how I sound, I am a woman.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's
so if you were to be with baby, you know, would you want to have access to that HOV lane?
I mean, yeah. Who doesn't want to have access to the HOV lane within restricted hours? But do I think that it's right? No, I don't.
Curious your thoughts on this, Camel Nation. You can text us at 22108. You know, the only thing that I really kind of get to thinking about, I mean, I don't drive during the restricted time in the carpool lane. You know, we're blessed to have these hours. You know, I mean, I'm in the carpool lane ahead of the restricted time. And then in between the restricted time, you know, around noon, getting out of here. You know, so, I mean, I don't get to see how that lane is during restricted times. From what I hear, it's pretty clogged already as it is.
Right.
You know, and I guess there's not a lot of enforcement, you know, with that HOV lane. And, you know, you can go look at any of these posts on social media and the comments that come in on these posts. And that's a lot of what people are saying. But my mind kind of goes to how can they verify that woman is pregnant? Yeah, you got to have the doctor's note. But if you're a police officer, if you're one of the highway patrol sitting underneath the 101 and at the 202 there, and you're kind of monitoring that HOV lane from a distance, how do you know? Obviously, in a normal car, if you got multiple people in there, you're going to see multiple heads bobbing.
Right.
A woman with child, one head bobbing and one head swooshing around in the belly. You know, how do you verify? And how are you going to protect the officers from wasting their time from pulling people over that looks like they're driving solo in the HOV lane, but they are with baby? And then if they are with baby and they got the doctor's note, you cut them loose.
Right.
I just see a lot of wasted time if they are going to go ahead and enforce the HOV rules.
Yes, I completely agree with you. But like it allows for like abuse of this new rule. Like what, as a man, Gunner, what is the cardinal rule of women who you think are pregnant?
You don't ask them.
Don't ask. Pregnant.
Yeah, don't ask.
How do you expect, like, this world is so, like, Sue happy anyways. I just see, and I know that this is a far-fetched, like, possibility, but it is a possibility. An officer pulls a woman over who is not pregnant, but he asks her if she is, and now she's suing him and the police department for whatever.
Well, I mean, you got... I don't think she's going to go as far as suing the police department because he asked her if she was pregnant.
You want to bet me? You want to bet?
I don't think we got to go that far.
I'm telling you, it'll happen.
The reason the HOV lane exists is to cut down on the number of cars on the highways.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, I mean, it's just an added perk of carpooling. Less traffic. But with a pregnant woman, it's not like she's taking additional cars off the road.
Right.
Right? That baby can't even drive for another 16 years. You know, so, I mean, you can look at it that way as well. You know, I'm looking at the text coming in at 22108, and nobody, the majority, I mean, obviously, I haven't looked at every single one of these, but, I mean, the gist of what I'm seeing coming in is that the people think it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, like, what is the benefit to allowing pregnant women to use the HOV?
I would assume it's safer, maybe, right? Then you're not stuck in the traffic with everybody else. Maybe a little safer to get to the hospital.
Okay, I could see, if that was the only thing, I could see that.
Aren't most of the appointments in the middle of the day anyway during non-restricted times?
Yeah.
Text of the 480, a placard hanging from the mirror, kind of like wheelchair access would work. But I mean, what keeps somebody from passing that around?
Nothing. But what keeps somebody from passing around the handicapped ones?
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. So I guess that would make sense. With an expiration date.
I mean, there's a lot of text talking about, you know, if a fetus is counts as a passenger, but, you know, I don't want to get political on that side of it, you know, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? Should a pregnant woman have access to the HOV lane? You can text us at 22108.
I don't think so. I don't like
it. And that's coming from a woman, too.
Yeah.
You know, interesting stuff.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, our, text screen at 22108 crashed for a moment. The amount of text messages coming in about the Arizona House looking to pass a bill that if a woman is pregnant, her fetus counts as a second passenger. So she'll be able to drive in the HOV lane. Everybody's got an opinion on it. And there's opinions coming in on both sides.
Right.
And there's points being made that we haven't hit on yet. You know, so what are your thoughts on it, Camel Nation? Texts are coming in at 22108. A lot of people are pointing out the reason for the HOV lane is to cut down on the number of cars on the highways, right? So the passengers in the vehicle. And somebody pointed out that it might be even an Arizona law that passengers in the vehicle have to be another licensed driver for you to drive the HOV lane. Huh. I don't know. I didn't look it up. That is what somebody texted in. Take that with a grain of salt. I have no idea. But it would make sense.
Yeah, definitely. Right?
The HOV lane is there to encourage carpooling. When you carpool with other people you work with or people that work around you or whatever, you're taking cars off of the roadways. Helps with pollution, helps with traffic, all this other stuff, right? So it would make sense that the only people allowed in your vehicle to count for the HOV access is other licensed drivers.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes sense. You know, so that would mean that kids under the age of 16, even if you had like 12 of them in the back of your car, you still can't get the HOV lane.
No. Because you're not removing a car from the road.
And that's kind of what, yeah. You know, and if that is the law where it's got to be another licensed driver, then this bill should not even go through with a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
You know, with the fetus counting as a passenger.
Exactly, because then you'd have to allow everybody to count as a passenger in the HOV.
Text of the 505. I'm currently 26 weeks pregnant. The only need for the HOV lane is when I'm about to pregnant pee my pants. I can see that, right? Yeah. You know, you're not as, if you're pregnant, you got a fetus pushing against your bladder and kicking you and stuff like that. It's not comfortable. No. So to sit in traffic, you know, with other drivers who are not pregnant, I can kind of understand that a little bit. Text of the 951, you know, we had mentioned on how are they going to identify whether the woman is pregnant or not. This text says that they are saying that there will be a sticker attached to the window to identify a pregnant woman in the carpool lane. And that sticker would have to be authorized by your doctor.
Okay. Like the doctor's office would have those stickers.
Yeah.
And give them to you.
I had mentioned that this could be just a big old waste of the officer's time. You know, have it identify who's pregnant, who's not, pulling people over, asking if they're pregnant, letting them go. It kind of seems like a waste of time. Text of the 480, the cops can't see infants in the backseat either. And if pulled over, it's still wasting the officer's time.
I mean, that's very true. But I mean, that conversation would be completely irrelevant if the person in the HOV lane in your car had to be a licensed driver.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Text of the 928. How many women will get pregnant just to be able to use the HOV lane?
I'm hoping none.
I hope, yeah. The
if
answer
that's
is zero.
The case, maybe you shouldn't be having a baby. I have baby fever, and that's not even enough for me to pull the trigger.
Yeah, baby fever and a boyfriend.
HOV rides is not enough to get me to do that.
Let's see. Yeah, so that's kind of the gist of the text messages coming in. A lot of people don't agree with it. I mean, there's so many text messages coming in of people thinking that it's just kind of absurd to kind of push this one through.
I am interested to see if it does get pushed through, though. And who pushes it through? Like, I'm interested to see that.
But I mean, like, the question, though, for the person presenting the bill would be like, why? What's the reason?
Yeah, that's what I can't figure out. Like, what is your like the fire to the like under the topic, right? Like, what is the burning reason to pass it?
Yeah.
Because me, I've been pregnant twice. And I can tell you, I didn't have a reason to be in the HOV lane.
Well, unless you need a pregnant pee your pants, yeah. You know, that's a... Got to get home pretty quick for that one.
I mean, my bladder's still weak, so can I, like, use that excuse, too?
So, a text of the 480, that is not a loss in regards to the licensed drivers in the vehicle. It's 2-plus occupants regardless of the age at this time.
Oh.
So, that a fetus, then, is not recognized as an occupant. So, and that's what they're trying to change.
Yes.
So, I mean, if a 6-year-old could ride in your car in the carpool lane, that's not taking a car off the road. So, I can see this going through, then. There's no reason not to.
If that's the only thing we're looking at, then I think...
World's gone crazy, Cheyenne.
Why can't it just be simple?
It's never simple.
Go back to being simple.
Yeah, all right.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Oh, some of the text messages coming in are humorous and some make good points, you know, in regards to the Arizona House looking to pass a bill that would allow pregnant women into the HOV lane during restricted hours. So 6 to 9 a.m. in the morning, 3 to 6 in the afternoon. 3 to 6, 3 to 7?
7, I think.
Yeah, so during restricted times, it'll allow a pregnant woman with a baby growing in her belly with fetus into that carpool lane.
Yes.
Right. You know, and we've discussed this quite some time this hour. You know, this will be our last break with it. I want to get a few more texts in here. But, you know, we've discussed that, yeah, the HOV lane is there for carpooling. Right. It's an attempt to get some additional cars off the road.
Right.
Helps with the clean air and, you know, traffic and all that stuff. And there's a lot of people saying that they should limit the amount of electric car, the Blue Cloud license plates, too. Because that's not, because you, if you drive an electric car, you can still drive in the HOV lane, even if you're a single man, you know, just drive it along.
Yes, you can. It's a perk of getting an electric car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of handing out those license plates like candy. The more people that are buying electric cars.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot of comments being made in that regard, you know, because then if you open it up to pregnant women, drive them by themselves, that's even more cars in the carpool lane, which is already cluttered enough.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. Text from the 602. It's sexist. If that law goes through, you best bet I'll identify as a woman for that benefit.
Not only a woman, a pregnant woman, nonetheless.
I mean, they're allowing people to identify how they want, right? So I identify as a pregnant woman right now.
Stop it. Oh my gosh.
Text of the 928. I'm a dude. Does that count if I look pregnant?
It's a food baby, officer. No, it doesn't count.
Text of the 602. Wouldn't that break the law of two people behind the steering wheel? Yeah, like if you are identifying that fetus as a person, that's two people behind the wheel. Right? And then, I mean, there's a lot of text.
Are pregnant women not allowed to drive ever?
Well, no, that's a good point. Carpool lane or not, you know?
You're there's pregnant, two people you behind no the wheel. Longer can drive. Sorry.
Text at the 602. Technically, a pregnant woman is considered two people when an injury causing death, such as a drunk driver, hits a preggo woman or an accidental shooting of a preggo woman and she dies along with the baby. It's considered a double homicide.
Yes. So, I have thought of that. I thought of that as well. But this is the carpool lane.
I know, but I mean, where's the line?
Yeah.
If you're going to, you know, the whole abortion topic, if you're going to do this, you know, with the double homicide, where in the carpool lane, where's the line when it comes to identifying what that baby is?
Right.
You know, is it a human where you can drive at the carpool lane?
I don't.
They're going to figure that out. The Arizona House. And, you know, I mean, who knows if that's just going to, you know, if this passes. You know, are they going to use that to try and ban abortion in this state? You know, I don't want to get into that whole part of it, yes. But I mean, you got to kind of be looking out for that one as well.
Right. I think that you know, this entire thing just, it opens up a really big can of worms.
Text for the 480. I just never want to be that mom. It's like, hey, doc, can I get a sticker? Because that's what they're saying. If you're pregnant, and to be okay to drive in the HOV lane while pregnant, you got to have the permission from your doctor.
Do you want a sucker too? Because he gets stickers at the doctor's office.
Text at the 623, HOV lane should be two or more licensed drivers, not kids or anyone who does not have a valid driver's license. And we had talked about that, you know, because, I mean, the whole idea of the carpool lane is get cars off the road.
Right.
So the only way to get cars off the road is with licensed drivers not driving those vehicles. They're riding in the vehicle that's doing the carpool.
Yes, exactly.
But somebody did point out in one of these texts, what about the soccer moms and the families that are driving kids to soccer practice or driving kids to school? Those are taking other licensed drivers off the road. And granted, the kids aren't licensed drivers. You're taking the other parents that are licensed drivers off of the road.
Yes. That is a really great point.
Text of the 480, then pets should be allowed in the car and allowed to be considered for the HOV lane.
You know what, though? Like, some people consider pets family and they're babies. So, like, where do you draw the line?
There are a lot of great points coming in, and we appreciate those texts. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on this thing. You know, nothing's official yet. The news article that's going around local media is the Arizona House looking to pass this bill.
And at the end of the day, none of our opinions are going to change what happens in the House. So.
No, it won't.
Thanks for sharing.
But appreciate those texts today. Come on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, you were driving on the 60 and you saw what? What?
I watched a minivan's window fall off.
So you're driving home on the 60.
Yes.
You're following behind a minivan. and you watch the back window just fell out.
Yeah, so actually I was getting on to the 60. So I'm on the on ramp.
Okay.
And as I'm driving, I'm on the 60 in Power. And as we're getting on the on ramp, this minivan's in front of me. And you know how there's three sets of windows, the front, the middle, the back?
Yeah.
And the back's generally like pop open up on the front. Yeah. They hinge at the top. This one was hinged at the bottom and open at the top. And I was like, that's odd. So as we start increasing speed, I start seeing this window do a little, you know, wavy dance. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And then within milliseconds, it starts to really wobble. And that window came down and shattered everywhere.
Did you not move out of the way? Like, in anticipation
down
of what may happen?
Well, I started to slow down, but it wasn't. It all happened so fast that I couldn't slow down enough.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move. And without, like, you know, jumping off the on ramp, like, there wasn't a lot I could do. So my car got, like, sprayed with shattered glass.
See, I would have seen that. I would have instantly gotten in a different lane. Like, I've seen Final Destination. I don't follow log trucks. I don't follow things that can fall off a truck.
Yeah,
right?
But I was on the on ramp. What was I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But did the van stop or they keep going?
So the van, like, they went to go to the shoulder like they were going to stop. And they're like, forget it. It's already gone.
Yeah, what are you
going
to do?
Broom
and a dustpan, get out there and do it? No.
Yeah. There was like, there's nothing else that you can, it's gone. It just.
And your tires are okay?
My tires are good. I'm fine. Like, it didn't chip my paint or anything. It was just I've never watched that happen before.
Yeah. Well, and that's on the heels of this dude playing Frogger on the 10.
Yeah.
You know, which turns out that guy was running for police. That's why he ran across the 10.
That's why he risked his life.
He was playing real life Frogger. Maybe you've seen that story. I don't know. But I mean, that's a weird sight to see as well. I mean, just so much can happen while you're out on the road, just minding your own business. So when I open it up to you, Camel Nation, what is the weirdest thing you've seen while you've been driving the highways or the byways here in the valley? Was it the dude playing Frogger? Did somebody else lose a window? What's the weirdest thing you've seen? You can text us at 22108. We're going to get to your text coming up next.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, a lot of us spend a lot of time on the highways, getting to and from work, getting to and from wherever you're going. So, you know, there's a lot of time on the roads to see what could happen, right? Anything that can go wrong will probably go wrong.
If not to you, definitely someone else.
And we're looking for those stories. What is the weirdest thing you've seen while driving on the highways around the valley? I mean, two recent stories. Cheyenne was driving on the 60. Somebody lost a window. Shattered all over the 60. She drove right through it.
I didn't have a choice. I was on and on ramp.
I would have seen that window wibble wobble and I would have gotten out of there, man. Final Destination, when that log goes right through and kills that person. I don't follow log trucks. I don't follow anything that has the potential to fall off of that truck.
I hear you. Although I didn't have any option, so I just kept driving.
Think fast, Cheyenne.
I didn't have an option to think fast.
And then the recent story the other day, the dude that was playing Frogger on the 10, because he was running from the police, so he decided to run across Highway 10, stop on the white lines, wait for the car to pass, jump over to the next white line, wait for that car to pass, and then the video that's making the rounds is this dude sucking it in and two semi-trucks going right by him on either side.
I would have peed my pants.
He survived.
Yeah.
But could you imagine being there and watching that go down?
No.
It's crazy. Weirdest thing you've seen out there in the valley while you're driving. Texted the 480. I was at a red light and looked in my rearview mirror, and there was a lady in the car behind me eating cereal. Well, when the light turned green, I started going, and oops, had to do a quick brake check. I looked in my mirror again and saw milk all over the inside of her windshield.
That's mean.
Totally mean. What kind of funny? Texted the 63. I saw a man with a golf club hitting balls in the middle of the street, all different sizes of balls, right at cars.
No, you didn't.
Text the 480. Let's just say I saw.
Oh,
let's just say a Suburban passed me with a toy suction cup to the inside of their passenger window.
Like, for what purpose?
Text goes on to say that I have a picture to prove it. Prove it.
Send it to us on Instagram, Matt Gunner and Cheyenne.
Text the 623. Weirdest thing I've seen on the highways while driving is a naked man getting arrested.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he was naked doing whatever he was doing, got in trouble, and, you know.
No, I know that makes sense, but like.
I mean, they cover up dead bodies with blankets. Don't they have a blanket to put around a naked person?
Exactly. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it.
Text the 619. I was working one night, and as I was getting off the freeway on the off ramp, the car in front of me, the driver was passed out drunk with his foot on the gas. Had to call 911 and wait for them to show up for the fear the driver would take his foot off the gas and roll out into traffic.
It must have been on the brake.
On the brake.
Yeah. That's scary, though. You did the right thing.
Texted the 928. I was driving down the freeway when this tire passed me. Soon I realized it was my tire. Lost my whole tire and rim. Very exciting, I'd say.
How does that happen?
There's another one. Text of the 253. I was driving down the highway. There's a guy towing a boat. Next thing you know, a tire comes bouncing off the freeway, hitting the center concrete the center concrete barrier, and then bounces back along with the traffic on the highway. Finally comes to a rest at an exit ramp. So that person towing the boat, the tire came off the trailer. It just kind of kept going with traffic down the highway.
Oh my gosh. Tighten your lug nuts, man.
I know, but I mean, that's why I don't do like home maintenance.
I don't trust myself to do home vehicle maintenance.
Yeah,
either.
Rotating tires and stuff like that. That's my fear, is to be driving down and I didn't do the lug nuts tight enough. You know, didn't put a little enough torque on it to tighten it. And then I'm driving down the freeway and there goes my tire going faster than I am on the 202.
Yeah, I'm not risking that at all. No way.
A lot of texts are coming in saying people don't drive behind log trucks for the exact reason that we've identified from the Final Destination movie.
Final Destination ruining all of us forever.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.